reduced because of the playoff. When Georgia beat Texas, it didn't ruin Texas's season. My first take was, well, if they meet...
If you're eager to find out what Colin said next, just podcast it by searching The Herd. And as always, you can listen live to Colin Cowherd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. This is The Herd.
Wow, 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 wow.
With Colin Cowherd.
So we look at Tua's contract at $53 million, and that's like fourth or fifth in the league. But within a couple of years, it'll be like 10th or 12th. So it is not unrealistic for a Pro Bowl quarterback whose team can't score without it. But is Tua not a better version of Brock Purdy? I mean, they're both 6'1", 220. They both have multiple injuries in the NFL. Neither has a great arm. Both have a great offensive coach, same system with great weapons that elevate them. At 6'1", they're athletic, but there's no wow there athletically. I mean, Tua struggles in cold weather. I saw
Alabama first and 10 on the 12. Again, Houston. He's got a hole. He's over. Alabama touchdown.
Now, I'm just wondering if your listeners know how good a football player you were. I can still see you playing that fullback, knocking those players out of the way. And I believe I could have run behind you.
Martin, I can remember when we came to center and you were playing fullback up there. And I saw you in the weight room and watched you work out in the weight room. At least you were strong enough to pick up the whole weight room. I wanted to pick you, and I run him back, pick him back. biggest mistake we ever made.
The Martin Houston Show with national championship winning fullback Martin Houston, giving you 1 hour of intense, hard-hitting analysis from an insider's perspective. It's time for the Martin Houston Show on your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9, and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Good morning. Welcome into the Martin Houston Show with Martin and Xavier, powered by Box Eye Care. We're live, local, and ready to get things rolling on this free-for-all Friday. And, of course, we're powered by Box Eye Care, but free-for-all Friday is powered by the pharmacy at Midtown. So this free-for-all Friday wants to welcome you into the program. And we invite you to get in on the conversation at 205-342-9904. That's the Empowerment Strategies and Solutions Hotline. So you can get in on the conversation that way, but you can also join the conversation by putting your thoughts, your comments, your reactions in the live stream chat. So numerous ways for you to get in on the conversation, and we welcome you in. I briefly told you on Wednesday, but I want to reiterate on this post-Thanksgiving day, Black Friday and the eve of the Iron Bowl, I want to say thank you to all the callers, listeners, and chatters who are part of this program each and every day. We so much appreciate you, regardless of how you receive or enjoy this program, and we thank you for that. Just wanted to let you know that you are much appreciated. I don't know if I say it enough, but if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't get up every morning at this time of the day. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Pray that you and yours had a very, very blessed Thanksgiving, and that you remember to carry that same attitude with you as you go throughout the year, not just on that one day, but that you have an attitude of gratitude each and every day. So definitely want to make sure you have that. And hey, like I said, it's the eve of the Iron Bowl. Oh, yeah, before I forget. Make sure you carry that attitude if you're going to be out in this craziness in what we call Black Friday. We're on the eve of the Iron Bowl. You can call in, get your score in. Love to have you do that. Hadn't had a whole lot of those this week. Been kind of a herky-jerky week, but we do have the score contest, and that is the running back's total yards is the tiebreaker is what we're going to go with. So, remember that this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Take some time today to notice someone, love someone, serve someone, be the difference you want to see in the world today. So let me tell you a little bit about what we want to talk about today on this Free For All Friday, brought to you by the pharmacy at Midtown. We're going to talk a little bit about Bama Hoops getting a big win. Two big wins, of course, out there in the Players Festival era. That's going to be, I think that's going to be a huge success. And in this new era of, you know, NIL and college football and basketball and baseball and all of that, you'll probably see more of those types of things. Is it even possible that you may even see some changes to the college football schedule? And on a Free For All Friday, we can talk about how could you see the college football world getting in on that? Because, you know, that's helping those teams with NIL money. So is it possible that you could see some version or some variation of that terms of the college football world? So, Chase, be thinking about what could the football world do possibly to mimic the players' era to help these teams raise money. I have an interesting idea. It would be interesting to see what would happen if they were to do this particular thing, but I don't know. It's a couple different options there. So we'll talk about that. Also, of course, it's Iron Bowl. So we'll get you scores. We'll talk about players of the game. We've heard earlier comments this week from Riddick and Coleman at Auburn. Hadn't heard a lot from the Alabama guys, good or bad or indifferent. Of course, we've said if this team needs motivation to play against Auburn, Alabama's in trouble anyway. But this team may need that. They may. According to one of their leaders, Tyler Booker, he said that this team deals too much with external factors. And so maybe Auburn gave Alabama just what they needed this week. Also, we'll do the complete this statement. And the first one is Alabama wins if what? So you can call up and tell us that, complete that statement. Once again, that Empowerment Strategy Solutions hotline, 205-342-9904. That's the Empowerment Strategy Solutions hotline. So you can call up and tell us Alabama wins if. That's the first complete this statement question of the day. And last but not least, we want to honor and pray for Bill Battle and his family. Bill Battle passed away. I did not get all the details. It was announced on yesterday, so make the assumption that it happened at some point between Wednesday night and yesterday. But remember him and his family. It's tough. Holidays are tough when you're going through it without loved ones that used to be there, especially when it happens on those holidays. So just remember him and his family. Chase, do you know much about Bill Battle?
I do not. I'd love to know more about him if that was okay.
Yeah, I don't know all the story, you know, but he played at Alabama and ended up going into coaching, and he coached at Tennessee. Of course, unfortunately for him, Coach Bryant saw Tennessee as a bigger rivalry than Auburn, much like Saban saw LSU as a bigger rivalry than Auburn. And Bill Battle was the coach up there, and he wasn't doing bad. He just couldn't beat Alabama. And So being a former Alabama player, they let him go, or he left. I'm not sure which way the story really goes. But here's an interesting, you know, the collegiate licensing that we all have to pay now? He started that. He's the architect of that.
Wow.
Yeah. So good, bad, or indifferent, he made a lot of money himself, but he made universities a lot of money. He was the architect of the collegiate licensing phenomenon, from my understanding. I don't know if he was in on it by himself or what, but definitely did that. And then, of course, he came back here and was the AD. And as a player coach / AD, he was part of 4 national titles. So, but I remember hearing his name long before I ever knew he played at Alabama. heard his name in conjunction with collegiate licensing. So we remember him, we honor him, and we thank him for what he meant to the University of Alabama. And what's the next big moneymaker, I guess, is the big question, Chase, from the college football world. Like, collegiate licensing made a lot of money for the universities. It looks like this player eras festival out in Las Vegas is going to be a success. It's earning money for NIL for the individual sport and players. Do you have an Alabama, a football version? You think that football can come up with something like that?
I believe so, yeah. I think there's a glimmer of hope with just the craziness of college football.
Yeah, the big part I was trying to think of is, when would they do it? You know, like I'm a big proponent, by the way, of like the small teams, like the Mercers of the world. I'm okay with those being on the schedule because it gives you a chance in this portal world to get guys playing time that wouldn't normally get playing time. So you take a guy who's a high school superstar, he comes here and he doesn't get to play, and because of the teams you're playing and the games are close, you throw a couple of those guys on there, the Mercers of the world, those guys get to play like we saw against Mercer, and it reinvigorates and connects them back to the school. So, but maybe you lower the regular season. I had two options, and I'll let you guys think on this as we get ready to go to break. One option is that spring game almost becomes like a preseason game, right? You actually play against another opponent, almost like a preseason game, instead of it being an inner squad game. But all of that money goes to the players, to the NIL pool, instead of having just a ticketed inner squad game, you actually pick some opponents, people who aren't on your schedule for that year, right? Or you cut out one game for the regular season, and you add a preseason game. And that preseason, once again, would be somebody who is not on your schedule. And it may be that's where you put one of these Mercers, instead of making it, you know, a likely Division I opponent. But that's just some thoughts there. I'll let you respond to that on the other side, Chase. I'll let you as a caller respond. What are your thoughts on throwing up something on this Free-for-All Friday, throwing up something that allows the schools to play a game that makes money for the players, sort of like the basketball tournament world? You know, like basketball, all other sports have preseason-type games except for college football. And that impacts the season, I believe, without a doubt. There are teams who, in the old school, were put out just because of week 1 activity, because they didn't get a chance to really see their team. So we'll talk about that. It's Iron Bowl week. You can get your score in, prediction, running back, total yards for Alabama. What are we going to do here? Alabama, in that sense, we'll talk about the score, the players, and the complete this statement is Alabama wins if. And we'll be back on the other side to keep the conversation rolling right here on your home for Alabama Sports Talk, 100.9, 1230 a.m. This is the Martin Hughes.
Your toes.
I'm Tom Osmond, your jeweler at Fincher & Osmond Jewelers. Not so easy to find on McFarland, between Edgar's and local routes.
Got timberland in West Alabama or East Mississippi? North River Timber Company has you covered. Since 2011, Courtney White, a registered forester, along with his expert team, have been managing timberland and harvesting timber across four West Alabama counties. They offer comprehensive timber management plans, reforestation services, and appraisals. Courtney White says timber is like money in the bank. Don't let your investment...
...with generics, if appropriate. Visit TryRexMD.com right now to get your sample pack. That's TryRexMD.com.
Hey, I'm Martin Houston, and I want to tell you about exciting news happening at Box Eye Care. They've moved to their new location, bringing you a brand new lab, stylish new frames, and a fresh look just for you. Enjoy their expanded frame inventory, competitive prices, and faster service, all with the same great level of service you've come to know and trust. Discover this full-service eye care at Box Eye Care's new location. With their in-house lab, they offer unbeatable value and one of the largest frame collections in town. Schedule your eye exam today and walk out with new glasses in less than an hour in most cases. Visit BoxEyeCare.com, that's BoxEyeCare.com, or call 205-342-0660. That's 205-342-0660. Visit them at 5003 Oscar Baxter Drive. That's Box Eye Care, your vision, our priority.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The weather cold and dry today, mostly sunny with a high at 48. A freeze tonight, clear with a low at 27. And for the weekend, a good supply of sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. Highs between 50 and 53 degrees. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 35 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Keep it locked into Tide 100.9 for more of the Martin Houston Show with Martin Houston and X's and O's Sports Xavier Houston.
Good morning. Welcome back in to the Martin Houston Show with Martin and Xavier, powered by Box Eye Care on this free-for-all Friday. I want to remind you to go check out the good folks over at Johnson & Marshall Dentistry, Johnson & Marshall Dentistry, DentistTuscaloosa.com, dentist with an S, Tuscaloosa.com, giving you a smile that'll last a lifetime. They can also help you with all of your normal dental needs, as well as even assist you with sleep apnea and several other services. At DentistTuscaloosa.com, Johnson & Marshall Dentistry, 205-349-1000 to get an appointment set up, and visit them online once again at DentistTuscaloosa.com. All right, as we keep rolling this morning, I want to welcome you back in to the program. Get your thoughts, your comments, and your ideas. The phone lines are open at 205-342-9904. That's the Empowerment Strategies and Solutions hotline. complete this statement. Alabama wins if. So just waiting to hear from you there. Also, you know, I asked a question on this free-for-all Friday. What could Alabama or college football world do to help itself? And you have to think about all of the schools that either don't have the big boosters. And how long are the boosters going to keep putting this money up, right, when they don't see returns and there's no lock-in for players and things like that? It's a novelty right now. You know, I've been part of organizations where people go, hey, I'm going to support your mission for this long, and then I'm going to pick something else to support. Will that happen with the boosters, or will the football programs and athletic programs always get that money from the boosters? And if not, what is going to be your revenue stream? Will the $20+ million or whatever that they get be enough? Or will they have to do things and resort to things like the players' era, Players Festival era, whatever, era festival, whatever it's called. I always get those two words mixed up. But what's happening out in Las Vegas is Alabama playing Oregon in a championship. Is that a precursor to the football that Alabama's going to play Oregon in the college football playoff world? According to MHS 0407, it'll take mass confusion and many upsets this weekend for Alabama to get in. But there is a chance. Believe it or not, at 8-3, 9-3, there still is a legit chance that Alabama could get in. It's not in their hands, and it'll take chaos. And listen, here's the crazy part, Chase. The chaos could start today. The Georgia Bulldogs could lose today and still get in. But if they lose today, they'll be ranked below Alabama, most likely. And then, of course, they go into the championship game. and then they beat Texas. Texas is living on a prayer, even though they – I mean, I don't think they would drop Texas out now because they don't have the two losses. But Texas could lose tomorrow. Both of the SEC schools could lose this weekend, Chase, and still play an SEC championship game. And then the loser of that game, even though – I told everybody I was going to be a hypocrite now that it's not Alabama. And then the person who loses that game is out. So – who knows, man? It could be crazy. Hey, Pat, thanks for your patience, man. You're in on the Empowerment Strategies and Solutions Hotline. We speak, we coach, we train. What you got for us, man? You there, Pat? Hello, Pat. Is Pat talking?
Hey, I'm here.
Hello? Go ahead, Pat. We got you now.
Okay. Martin, first off, we'll give you my score. 42-17, Bama blows them out.
And, thanks, Pat, you know,
smoking dope this Pat, morning, but
no, Pat. What's your rushing yards?
Rushing yards for who? Alabama or Auburn?
Alabama, yeah, Alabama.
Alabama rushing yards. Oh, I'm going to give them about
running back.
Running back rushing yardage is going to be about 180.
Hey, Pat. You're the first person I think that's been bold enough to let Oklahoma be an anomaly.
Alabama either loses this game
or blows Auburn out, in my opinion.
Alabama's got to win big in this game. If your scenario of playing Oregon's any possibility, Alabama's got to blow Auburn out, not just beat Auburn.
Yep. So we need Indiana could lose. Clemson could lose. Indiana, Clemson.
Clemson definitely can lose. Clemson loses, yeah. Alabama's in, I think.
Well, no. Pat, we'll be number 12. See, this is what's confusing everybody. There's the CFB rankings, and then there's the seeding. The seeding is you have to be top 10 to guarantee a spot in the seeding. Because if Boise were to lose this weekend, if they were to lose this weekend but still win their championship, they're the number 5 seed or 4 seed. And the Big 12 team is also the number 4 or 5 seed. So there's two. If Boise loses, there's still 2 seeds if they win their championship. There's still 2 seeds that are going to be outside the top 12 teams. So 11 and 12 would get bumped out if Boise loses. Yeah, see there's the seeding and there's the ranking. In the ranking, we're just 1 spot out. In the seeding, as of today, we're 2 spots out.
Yeah.
Because we know at least the Big 12 is going to jump from behind us, the Big 12 champion, because they're below us right now, but they will get one of those top 5 seeds.
Okay. Well, the biggest deal I see in order for Alabama to beat Auburn is that we need to have less than 50 yards in penalties.
So Alabama wins if they have less than 50 yards in penalties.
Alabama blows them out with less than 50 yards in penalties.
All right. That's a good call, Pat. Less than 50. Yeah. That's Pat.
That we smoke them. But Martin, hey, this is a big, big week, and my heart goes out to the Battle family. I believe that Bill Battle, I'm pretty sure that his family gets a slight cut out of every piece of memorabilia that's sold anywhere. With any college in the whole United States, Bill Battle gets family gets a cut of every hat or every shirt, anything.
They used to own the
shield that he made.
Yeah, it used to be the collegiate license. I think Learfield is the one that owns that now, right?
Oh, did the family sell it all?
Well, I don't think that they sold their rights, but I think that the official license is it's still that seal and everything. And I don't know what percentage they get, but I know they used to. What I'm saying is, it used to be his company, if I'm not mistaken. But now I think that licensing is done. I think it's through Learfield or one of the major companies. But yeah, it was a pretty sweet little deal when he came up with it. That official leaf and gold emblem has made the battles a lot of money.
The thing about it is,
I need an idea like that, Pat.
Yeah, huh? If he got a boss hog cut, a cut of the cut of the cut of the cut, it's still a whole lot of money.
Yeah, that's one of those, Pat, where you'll give somebody else 100% of anything else, and you'll take a small percentage of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Pat, and hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Alan, you're in with Martin on the Empowerment Strategies and Solutions Hotline. We speak, we coach, we train. What's up, man?
Good morning. First of all, I want to say something about Alabama basketball. They got what I've been begging for. They've got a rim protector now. They've got the guy that you're not going to come down that middle, and they're not afraid to block a shot, to get rough with them. And that was the big thing. Houston was a very physical team, but we got just as physical. And this year we're going to look. Not only are we going, we're getting rougher, and we can protect the middle. We have guys that can shoot free throws on a consistent basis, and also we're going 8 men deep. Last year maybe 6,
at least. 7,
but now we're going 8 men deep, and that's going to be.
I think we may have played 20 guys. We may have played 20 guys on the other night, Alan. You sure we didn't play 20 D?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Alan, let me tell you, I fell asleep. I was trying to stay up, man. I guess my age is telling me. I was pulling for the tide, man. I was trying to stay awake. And then I wake up at the – I caught the first probably 10 to 12 minutes or so. And then I woke up a couple times, and I said, well, maybe I'll wake up at the end. I woke up, and I caught the last 5 minutes. So I had totally forgot about Stevenson. That's how deep we are. Like I was like, oh, yeah, he plays. Because when he gets the big rebound at the end of the game.
That's the good thing about him. He doesn't mind going. He can put players in there. And he feels comfortable about putting them in there and not pull them right back out. And you got you got the leadership of Sears. This team is poised. If they do not get injured, they're looking at being poised to go to the Final Four again. This is the best talented team they've got since he's been there. And I just really do hope that Bama gives them the facility that they deserve.
They're working on that. And Alan, I would tell you, if his trend continues, he gets better as the year goes along. his team get better.
Mm-hmm.
And so so if you go back and look at his history, he plays tougher teams early, and we've been losing to those teams but getting better. The question is, can we beat those teams and still get better? You see what I'm saying? Like sometimes losing early on, helps you in basketball because you get a chance to get into a tournament. And so you can get better and you're not out of it like football does a lot of times. You lose and you're out. But we seem to be getting better as the season goes. So, his tradition has been that we get better as the season goes. Hey, Alan, I tell you what, I want to make sure you get to what you get. So can you hold on through the break?
Sure.
Okay, hold on, because I don't want to cut you off. Have to go pay some bills here. Hey, that's Alan. You can join Alan and I on the Empowerment Strategies and Solutions hotline as well. So hang around. We'll get you on the other side as well. You can put your thoughts, comments, and reactions in the chat. We'll be back on the other side on this Free Fall Friday brought to you by the Pharmacy at Midtown. Love to have a conversation with you. Let us do it right here on your home for Alabama sports.
Taco Casa, quality, taste, and value under the biggest cactus in town. They've been doing it the right way each and every day for 50 years and counting. If you're looking for a great option for lunch and or dinner, then you need to check out Taco Casa. Taco Casa, and while you're there, don't forget to get a big glass of that sweet tea.
We're closed Thanksgiving Day to be with family, and we look forward to seeing you in store during our Black Friday sale. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Dixie Battery Supply takes care of all of your battery needs. Find the commercial batteries you're after and never feel powerless again. Come check out our Northport and Tuscaloosa locations or call us at 205-758-9190. And once again, power up all your devices by using Dixie Battery Supply, dixiebatterysupply.com. They offer
08157 800-240-8157. That's 800-240-8157.
Welcome back to the Martin Houston Show, the sound of Bama sports. Your show, your team, on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back into the Martin Houston Show with Martin and Xavier, powered by Box Eye Care on this Free For All Friday, powered by the Pharmacy at Midtown. The Pharmacy at Midtown, TJ and his team would love the opportunity to help you. If you're a new patient, you can just go check them out at pharmacymidtown.com, pharmacymidtown.com, and find out all the great information about what all they have to offer. Not your mama and daddy's pharmacy. They offer a whole lot more, and they can help you with compounding, which can become a big issue, especially in today's high prices of medication. So go check out the Pharmacy at Midtown. As we move back in, hadn't thought about this before I bring Alan back in. Would the NIL situation be as volatile or as big a deal if Bill Battle hadn't came up with licensing? Chase, the reason licensing matters is because the licensing is what makes me not be able to go out and license myself as number 3-5.
I did not know that.
Well, yeah, because it's saying, the licensing is saying that Alabama owns the brand. And when they incorporated the licensing, not only did they take up the brand of the Script A or the Varsity A with the elephant stepping through, like when I played, it also took the player with them, right? Because I couldn't go out and put that brand on me. That's the whole gist of what led to it, is that the university could make money off of me, but I couldn't make money off of me with their brand. But they could make money off of their brand with me. That's NIL in a nutshell. Of course, it's become pay for play now, which is not what NIL was intended to be. And the part that I don't really like it since it's an amateur sport, if we're going to make it a full pay for play, let's put all of the guardrails in that the NFL and all other pro teams have. My biggest concern, and this is like it's a free for all Friday, Chase, so I'm all over the place, but you know what no one's talking about? Nick Saban is the only one I've ever heard say anything about it. What's the likelihood of these guys graduating? Because the reality of it is, no matter how good you are, there are right now, Chase, how many open jobs are there in the NFL? Zero.
Not too many.
You know. No, there's not any.
Any, yeah.
Right
any
now, everybody has a 53-man roster and I think it's 15-player practice squad or something like that. So not only are there not any NFL jobs open, there's already candidates who are interviewing for those jobs. So any kid that gets drafted or that puts their name in the draft is going into a league where the only open jobs that'll be open in April when the draft happens is guys who have retired and or guys, they cut somebody. But most of those positions that when a guy retires, they fill it with a free agent and then they bring some. So on draft day, very few jobs are open, which means that you're going to have to go somewhere and cause someone else to lose their job to make it. And if we are not careful, we're going to have a whole bunch of guys who are going to college, and I'll bring Alan in on this, a whole bunch of guys, and Alan having been close to a lot of football players when he was on campus, Alan knows this. That was one thing that nobody talks about the 92 team. Now it's not that big a deal. Guys graduate. Used to, I think that's going to go back down now, under the Saban era because he kept them in school all the time and they never went home. But when we won the championship, I think we had 13 to 15 guys that had degrees, which was unheard of back then. And a lot of our guys ended up with degrees. When the NFL was over, they still got jobs. And that's what nobody's talking about with this new NIL, Alan.
Right, Martin. There was a guy. I ain't gonna say his name, but he had a Ford Probe. Remember the Probe back years back?
Mm-hmm.
Ford Probe.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably know the guy I'm finna talk about. And his father's a preacher in Montgomery. And I asked him one day. I said, "Man, everybody got these Mercedes and these Lexuses and all this." I said, "Man, why ain't you getting you one?" He said, "This money I get right now has to protect me and my family." And he also said, "I am one." He said, "I'm one injury away of not having anything." So this car right here would get me to point A to point B. It's brand new. And, you know, and it's, and he said, maybe my second contract, I may try to get something like that, but this is going to be my very first contract. And he said, I'm going to save everything I can. And I'm sure you know who I'm talking about when I say that. He's doing very well now, coaching there in Dallas, and he's doing very well. You know, but let me say this.
You know what's crazy, Alan?
Uh-huh.
I played and I started and I had a chance to go to the league, but I had a bunch of superstar teammates that went out the same year I did. I showed up on campus right after the draft, Alan, with a Eddie Bauer's limited edition Ford Explorer. Now, for the kids today, they're like, "So what?" But back in 92, 93, the Eddie Bauer's limited edition with this gold stitching in the seat was top. There wasn't a bigger SUV back then. that was a Suburban, but, you know, as far as top of the line, you know how much I was paying for it, Alan?
How much?
Zero. You know why? I went to the guy and I said, "Hey, you have dealer cars." I said, tell you what, why don't you just let me, I said, right now we're national champions. I travel and speak. Everywhere I go, I'll tell you what, I'll just leave your tag on the front of the vehicle and advertise for you. And he said, deal.
marketing, that is marketing 101.
And, yeah, you have guys out there now that were paying and they're going out and buying cars, and I'm like, dude, you don't even have to buy a car. You are the brand if you know how to use it. But anyway, I know that's not what you called up for, but anyway, it's a free for all Friday. We may go anywhere. What you got, man?
My other two questions is, I'm not seeing anything on the TV. Most of the time I'm seeing this on the internet and people just talking. Do you think that Coach DeBoer is on the hot seat? And do you think that Williams would actually leave for NIL money?
No and no.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I mean, he's a national brand right now. He could. But I think he would get big time pay. I think he's going to get a pay raise in offseason anyway here at Alabama, because who are you, if you're wanting to spend money marketing somebody or somebody marketing your brand, who are you going to pick on this Alabama squad next year?
Williams.
Right. So in Alabama, and because he's a national brand, you're going to have some national brands come after him as well. I'll be shocked if he left, and I don't think DeBoer's going anywhere. It would hurt DeBoer's legacy if he ran after 1 year, even though he may go somewhere else and be successful. I think DeBoer likes it here. I think his family likes it here. I could be wrong with all of that, but I don't see him changing. I do see him evaluating his staff, though. Hey, Alan, Alabama wins if what?
If Alabama wins, if Milroe puts his legs into the game.
All right. And do you have a score?
I'll really say if Milroe can get into the – I agree with what you're saying. If Milroe can do what he's supposed to do, can do the Milroe things, the intangibles, I believe Bama blows him out. But if he doesn't, Auburn may be bowl eligible. But I got one more thing. How stupid, if this is true now, I just read this. If this is true, how stupid can one of our players be that's no longer that went to the portal sending a daughter pictures? You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about KK making a move on the coach's daughter?
How stupid can you be that? Yeah, how stupid can you be doing that?
I don't know if it's true or not, but yeah. If the rumors of that happening are true, not very smart.
Of course, I'm hoping his daughter wasn't asking for him.
Hey, Al, I would tell you that I have, and I'm not going to give him the story, but before I even went to college, I have a story of a guy whose daughter liked a player, and it ended up hurting this player's career. And this was before I went to college. And it was an interracial thing. And so, you know, that didn't turn out well. But they overcame it. But anyway, all right, man, be good.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Todd, you're in on the Empowerment Strategy and Solutions Hotline. Welcome in. What you got for us, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, I've been missing you.
Good morning.
My work schedule's changed. But this is the only game every year the Iron Bowl is one that concerns me the most. And I said it before and I'll say it again. Auburn, they come. It doesn't matter if it's down there at Bama. They're going to bring it. You know they are. Like I say, I can only imagine what that daggum flight was back from Oklahoma was like for them boys that struggled out there. But I think it's going to be a one-point game. I think it's probably about 21-20. I'm really hoping Bama pulls it out. I really believe.
You said 21-20?
Yes, sir. Yep. I hope it's not that, Martin. I hope it's not that, but Auburn can be 0-10 and Bama can be undefeated and they take it down to the wire. It seems like every time it happens that way every year, it seems like.
Not in Tuscaloosa, though. The only time they beat us in Tuscaloosa since Saban arrived was the 2010. And
right.
That was some poor coaching on Alabama's side to let them back in that game. And they had, of course, they had the Heisman Trophy guy. But Alabama hasn't beat a really good Auburn team, and I'm not sure if this is a really good Auburn team. So we'll keep our eyes on it. How many rushing yards you got for the Alabama running backs? Not many Alabama, with that score.
Alabama running backs, I'd say about 120.
120.
About 120, yeah. And well, You heard it here first. I believe Georgia Tech beats Georgia this year.
I would not be surprised, but I'm not ready to go there. But you know, I have mixed emotions. Todd, my daughter is an athletic trainer there, so for me, it's like if Alabama doesn't get in, I'm all in on the Dogs, man. I kind of have mixed emotions on Alabama getting in and Georgia getting in and staying in, et cetera. It wouldn't surprise me if that happened. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. Glad to have you. I know it's probably because of the holidays, but we miss you being on, man. Glad things are going well, though. We'll be back on the other side to put the finishing touch on this edition of the Martin Houston Show. We'll have a Harvest Church 2-minute warning.
Go inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Gary Harris. Friday morning at 9 a.m. Fridays at the Free. I'll be live at Innisfree Irish Pub getting you ready for the Iron Bowl. Special guest, our Bama football trivia giveaway. The vibe is going to be awesome, and we're going to have a great show. Friday morning after Thanksgiving, Fridays at the Free at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tide 100.9 and Tide100.9.com.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your
patience. Experience the wow factor. Contact Shoot Masonry and Specialties at 205-887-3807 today and unleash your home's full potential.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights
on the Tinsel Trail. For more information, visit ttowntinsel.com. I can't wait. Santa, can you?
Ho, ho, ho. Visit the pharmacy at Midtown. That's the pharmacy at midtown.com. TJ and his team are looking for the opportunity to provide you with great services, including compounding, home delivery, and a whole lot more. You're looking for a great pharmacy that'll take care of all of your needs, including wellness classes, including health and more. That's the pharmacy at Midtown. Call them at 205-579-9933. If you're looking for a great pharmacy, you need to try the pharmacy at Midtown. That's the pharmacy at Midtown, pharmacy at midtown.com.
It's time for the Martin Houston Show. With the same hard-hitting, no-nonsense approach in which he played the game, Martin will take you inside the locker room, down on the field, and across the goal line with his in-depth analysis.
Welcome back into the Martin Houston Show with Martin and Xavier. Man, it's been a great free-for-all Friday powered by the pharmacy at Midtown. It's now time for the Harvest Church 2-minute warning, so I'll get through a couple things really quick. A couple questions I asked earlier in the program. The Players Festival, I like the Big Ten Challenge. What do you think about this, Chase? That there's a couple, since we have four power conferences, that they rotate, but the first week of the season really becomes a week zero season. and it doesn't count. It's not part of the regular season, but it is big on big as week zero. The four conferences do kind of a round robin each year, SEC versus ACC versus Big 12. Next year they rotate it, but it's week zero, so it doesn't count toward the season. That's an option there. So, but I also like the spring practice type of thing as well. So we'll see if they figure that out. Also, complete this statement. Alabama wins if they score more points than Auburn. You like that? I'm just kidding. Alabama wins if the two following things happen. If Kalen DeBoer in this offense comes out and they utilize the read option, but they utilize it as a triple option threat, not just a individual Jalen Miller is going to run it. They have to give it on the dive play, and they have to have that triple option threat out there. And we're going to run the same play, but it's going to look totally different because Jalen's going to give it or pitch it versus keeping it because Auburn has spent all week trying to stop Jalen Miller. That Alabama, if they do that, Alabama wins. And if Womack comes out and starts the game with four or more down linemen, Chase, if we come out in a 3-3, we lose. Unless he has a blitz package off of that 3-3. And here's my score prediction. My score prediction is Alabama wins 34-13 if we come out with four down linemen or more. If we have seven in the box with four down linemen, Alabama blows out Auburn, 34-13. If we don't, it's a nail biter. And I had 31-27. I said earlier Auburn wins, but if Auburn wins, it's going to be a rough, rough offseason. Deborah Franklin says Alabama wins if there are no turnovers and rushes for more than 100 yards. So there you go. And I have 175 yards for the rushing yards for the running back room. My players of the game is Jam Miller and Ryan Williams. I have two on the offensive side of the ball. I think Ryan's going to have a big game thanks to Riddick, which he doesn't need any motivation. And then I have Bray Hubbard and Malachi Moore as my players of the game on the defense because I believe their support in the run game, we're going to have it where we're taking away the dive, and then we're going to have those guys. They're going to have to pick up the quarterback and that triple option, whoever that is, whether it's a receiver or the pitch on a running back to a receiver or to a running back. So Bray Hubbard, Malachi Moore, big games, not so much from a pass defense, but run support. Jam Miller rushing the ball, Ryan Williams making some big plays, and may even use his legs in the run game as well. Oh, man, it's been a great week. I pray that you've had a blessed holiday season. Thanksgiving going into the Christmas season. Want to invite you to join us at Harvest Church on this Sunday. Harvest Church starting at 10 a.m. worship time. No Sunday school, no Bible study time this week. Worship service at 10 a.m. at Harvest Church. Remember this, trust in the Lord always. Lean not your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Remember to keep an attitude of gratitude if you're out there in this Black Friday world. For the show, I'm Martin Houston. That's Chase Brumfield. We say Roll Tide. The Iron Bowl is officially here. And good luck to Bama Hoops as they try to win a championship in the first ever Players Era Festival out in Vegas against Oregon. Roll Tide, everybody. Catch you on Monday.